Good morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Emmanuel Macron was interviewed for BFM TV yesterday in a somewhat tense exchange with journalists Jean-Jacques Bourdin and Edwy Plenel. At one point, Macron insisted that he was the President of the Republic, while the other two men were journalists. Macron defended his decision to launch airstrikes in Syria alongside the coalition against Bashar al-Assad. The interview also covered the main issues dividing France at the moment, including the evacuation of the site at Notre-Dame-des-Landes and the SNCF strike. Macron said that the evacuation of the site occupied by activists against former airport plans would continue until next Monday, April 23rd. The president also insisted that the SNCF would remain a public company. When it came to students blockading universities in protest at the new submission system, Macron said that he was willing to listen to student debates, but not anyone who was out to make trouble. On hospitals, Macron said that new measures would be announced in early June, with the idea floated of a second workers' day of solidarity to fund elderly and disabled people. The president confirmed that no new taxes would be introduced before the end of his term. The draft law on immigration and asylum will be discussed at the Assemblée Nationale today. The law has been headed up by Minister of the Interior Gérard Collomb, but has been challenged by several members of Parliament from his own party, La République En Marche, with more than 200 amendments tabled. And finally, the former head of the FBI has deemed Donald Trump as morally fit to be president. James Comey, who was sacked by Trump last year, was on television last night, hot on the heels of his book in which he accused Trump of lying all the time and being obsessed with his own image. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.